base. Omar Mar, Veloy Bekameya, Afalpi Shehu Mumcha. We learned in the Baraisa that a behemoth is not permitted to go out, even though the one who created the Kameya was a Mumchen Kameyas. Afal Pikein, a behemoth is not allowed to go out with it. Like the Gemara, v'nan, v'loy b'kameya she'enei mumche. We had learned by Adam, he's not permitted to go out b'kameya she'enei mumche. Ha mumche, shapir domi. But an Adam is permitted to go out with a kameya mumche. So Memelo, what's the difference between a behemoth? If an Adam is permitted to go out with a Kameya Mumcha, it's considered a Tachshit. So why can't a behemoth go out with a Kameya Mumcha? So the Gemara answers, Hachinami She'enei Mumcha. Here it's speaking about, you're right, a behemoth should not be in any way different than an Adam. Just like an Odom goes out with a Kameya Mumche, a Behema also can go out with a Kameya Mumche. But here it is speaking about that the Kameya was written through a person who is not a Mumche. So the Gemara asks, that's a very nice teret, but the Baraisa says, Fakert, Va'af al pi shuhum Mumche k'toni. We learned that the Baraisa says, even though she shouldn't go out with a Kameya, even though it was written from a Mumche. So the Gemara answers, that's true. It was written by a mumche, but legabi the behemah, he has a din of eine mumche. Mumche li Adam, this person is a mumche to write kemeyes l'refues Adam, eine mumche le behemah. But he's not a mumche for a behemah. That means in the refues Adam, he's a baki. But for a behemah, v'ene mumcha le behemah. So the Gemara asks, umi ike mumcha le adam v'lehavi mumcha le behemah? Is there such a thing if a person is a mumcha? The Ritva explains that it's speaking about how does one become a mumcha? He wrote three kemeyas for three people, and they all work, so we see this person is a mumcha b'ksivis kemeyas. So he's a mumche l'refues Adam, umi ike mumche l'Adam, v'lai havi mumche l'beheime. The Gemara held for a svara pshute, if he's a mumche l'Adam, he's ike mumche l'beheime. So the Gemara says, and that is possible. Why? Adam de islay mazlo misayile. A person who has a mazel, so then the whole hishtadlis is not only done milamato. It's done milamayla also. The mazel, the malach, is messiah the refuah. So therefore, Adam, the islay mazel, messiahle. So this person that was a mumchali Adam, he can't take the complete credit. He did his, and the malach lamayla did his. So therefore, he's a mumche. But behemah de leslay mazla, lay messiahle. But a behemoth does not have a mazla, so a mele there, everything has to be done al yodoi. So who says he's a mumche? That what he's a mumche l'adam does not make him a mumche l'behem. Let us see Rashi. V'anant nan, gabi adam l'kamon, b'perik b'me'ish. Ha mumche, shapir domi, by an adam. Is maishna behema miyodam? If a mumche, the kameya of a mumche is called a tashit by an adam, maishna behema miyodam. The Gemara says, adam islay mazlay malach shaloi, umeletzolov. Each person has his personal malach, that it's umeletzolov. So mele, so therefore, that can contribute to the success of this mumche. Zukte Gemara weiter, Ihochi, mai ze choymer bibeheime mi ba'adam. So right afterwards it says in the Baraisa, ze choymer bibeheime mi ba'adam. So what is the Ihochi? The beheime nami nafke bikameya hamumchele beheime. So what is the chaymer of a behema over an odom? They both have the same halachas. That if you have a kemeya mumche, it's mutter by both. If you have a kemeya she'eini mumche, it's also by both. So what is pshat in the baraisa? Ze chaymer be behema mi ba'odom. So the Marsha asks, Itainis al picheshbin, the Gemara says, a mumche la odom lehavi mumche la behema. Why? Because a mumche la odom is odom is le masla, a behema less le masla. What'll be a mumche la behema? So he says, al picheshbin, should be a mumche la odom. If he can work for a behema, a vada gevissi could work for an odom, because a behema doesn't have a masla. So lechayres of the marsha tainis I bezevolt given zeir good to loshen of the baraisa zeh chaymer mi behema mi ba'oda by a behema it is not sufficient that you're a mumche la'oda you have to be a mumche la'behema also masha enkein by an odom if you'll be a mumche la'behema it'll be sufficient because mumche la'behema have a mumche la'oda that is the marsha's ha'oret. The Achrayim somehow hold that there's another factor also involved, the Sfasemes and the Chedesh Ovid Tainet, there's another factor also involved. Masla is a factor, but there's Zikha another factor, because you see when the Gemara asked the Kasha before, Umi ike mumcha la'odom v'lehavi mumcha la'behime, the Gemara held for Dava Poshri, v'za mumcha la'odom izikha mumcha la'behime, so it seems, Mitzad echod, one needs a greater mumchiyas li odom than for a beheme. So that's what the Sfas Emes Tain is, that this cheshbon is zichen ar emes, that a mumchel a beheme is zichen ar a mumchel li odom. So there is good the Gemara's kash. Yochi, maize chayme be beheme be odom. So there's no chayme. If it's not a mumche for both, it does not for both. If it is a mumche, it does help for both. The Gemara answers, misvores akameya koi, asandul koi. This is not going on the halach of leiseitze bekamei, it's going on the halach of a sandal. A behemah is not permitted to wear a sandal, the dulma nofli vasi lasuye, and the odom is permitted to wear a sandal. Zukt Rashi, maize choyme odom nami loy nofik ala bekameya mumcheli odom. A sandal koi, vizachayim adiktoni, v'loi beheime, v'sandal sheberagleo. Stok the Gemara vaita. Toshma, sochin, umefarchasin, la'odom. A person is permitted to smear, the Gemara held in the Havin, speaking about a maket. So he's permitted to smear shemen on a maket. Mefalchasin, the Orach says, Perish Megardim, you're allowed to scratch off a scab. La'odom. Ve'ein tzochin, u'mefalchasin, le'behem. But one is not permitted to do this for a behem. So the Gemara, Maila, the Ike Make, u'mishum tza. So the Gemara and the Havamina held that we're speaking about is a Make. And because of Tzar, one wants to do this. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is Sai according to Rav and Sai according to Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, we learned yesterday, held that one is permitted to be Matriach himself for a Tzar from the Behemah. Therefore, one is permitted to put a Mardas on a Chamoyer, even though it's a Tirche, but since it is to be Matzel, the Chamoyer from Tzar, it is permissible. Here we have an offener bereise that says, ve'ein sochin u'mefalchasin lebein. So the Gemara answers, like, here it is not speaking about that the behemah has tzah. If the behemah would have tzah, in the chanami, it would be mutter. It's speaking about the gomar makeh, that the makeh already was nigmar. That means there's no more tzah. U'mishum tainik. So the whole purpose of the sochin u'mefalchasin is l'shem tainik. So therefore, l'tainik tak is gerecht. One is not permitted to be matriach himself in order to give the behemah einik shabbos. But upon him, this is only good according to Shmuel, because Shmuel says that one is not permitted to be matrich to put a traskel on a behemoth, which is also the same time. But Rav holds that traskel is also mutter. So according to Rav, l'cheira the teretz is not maspik, since one is permitted to be matrich himself for the tining of the behemoth, so it should also be mutter sochin u'mefachasin. So let us see Rashi. Sochin shemen u'mefachasin gildei maki. Umishum tzav, fafilu hochi, lebehem aloi, kekashe bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, deshori b'mardas. They were matter amardas, so al tzav, so you see that tirch is muta. So the Gemara says, aloi de gomal maka, shen nisrafo ha maka, v'sicho pirchus, mishum tain, ule rav, so Rashi says, vaday koshe, et rav is takishverdes bereise, the Bereisa we learned yesterday that they asked to take off the oikif on the behemoth Fashvitz, which is also the shame tainig of the chamoyer, so it's also shver according to Rav. Even though there is no Tsar of Tzine, abo tainig mihu, it's sicher a tainig from the behemah, al rav tano hu polik. Zogti gemore weiter. Toshma, behemo she'ochez odam, ein mamidim oiso b'may, b'shvil she'titztane. It seems this is a type of a machle, achizos dam, and the refue, or the trufe is, to go into cold water. And so my mail is like this. It says, Behemah she'och zadam, ein ma'midin oiso b'mayim b'shvil she'titzdam. Odom she'och zadam, ma'midin oiso b'mayim b'shvil she'yitzdam. So what is the kasha? So again, the same kasha is on Rav and Shmuel. Ein ma'midin, alma afilu tzar, nami yoso. The Gemara and the Havim in the hell, that it's also out the tilche involved. So the Gemara says, no, Oma ule gzeire mishum shrike samamon. No, out the tilche, there wouldn't be any shaila. But here, if one will be permitted to be mitzan in the behemen water, so one might come to do other refuah. He says, chazal aser asiyas refuah in Shabbos, gzeire. If one refu will be permissible, he might come and make a medicine also, and that will involve shchika samamonim. So Mamel, they assailed all asiyas refuahs, zeire mishum shchika samamonim. So that is the reason why, ein mamidin oiso b'may. Frek de gemore hochi odom nami. An odom should also be also. By Adam, there was zicher what geyser to do refu is gzeirim mishum shchike samamonim. So if that's the reason, so why is an odom? Why is mamidim oisoi b'mayim? So the Gemara says odom nire kemeka. If a person sees a water odom in cold water, so one does not hap that the reason he's there is lerefu. Maybe he was hap. So memele, so a refuah that is done, that when one views the refuah, one does not see an intent of refuah. One can think that he's there for a different purpose. So such a refuah chazal did not see. Like the Ritva brings that a person is permitted to eat machol briyim l'shem refuah. Because since this is a thing that Briyim do also, that healthy people do also, Chazal never asked. Chazal only asked pu'ulis which are associated with the food. So a mele it's nire kemeka. Let us see Rashi. Gzeire mishum shchika samamoni, b'midi de refue goza rabon. The ishoris shum refue, if you'll be matter, to do any refue for a behema, for an odom, osi le mishre shrike samamonim. Vuhu isure de araise, da avi toichen. So Mamela, therefore, Chazal would be very strict, they had to ask all pulis hamarapis. Mamela by an odom, but since it's not nire kerefue, so it's nire kemeka, so therefore it's mutter. Yahi behema nami. So the Gemara asked, so let's go back to the first kasha. You said that the whole reason a person is not mamid a behemid b'mayim is als gzeirem ishum shrike samamonim, but if it's nirike meikar, so there's no gzeirem, the same heter that applies by an odom applies by a behemid also. The Svas Emes asks a very kishmake kasha. The Svas Emes asks as follows. The whole heter is als nirike meikar. Now, before we had asked the kasha, why can't you bring the behemoth in water? So the Gemara was under the impression that the whole reason you're not permitted is because you're not allowed to be matriach b'mokim tzah. So the Gemara's kasha was, and Rav Shmuel, that they hold you're allowed to be matriach b'mokim tzah. So the whole heter to bring the behemoth in water is because b'mokim tzah. To stick the behemoth in water, he's being matrich himself. It's a 15-minute affair to get the behemoth to go into the water. So he's matrich for 15 minutes to get the behemoth into water. Now the heter is b'mokim tzah, it is mutter. So what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? I was a behemoth nami nire kemeke. How could it be nire kemeke if they see him working for 15 minutes? So kochach, the whole heter is only als tzar. So you see, klaritz a refuah. Who are you fooling over here? That's the Svas Emes' kasha on the Gemara. So the Svas Emes wants to say, could be the Gemara's kasha is only according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. Rav holds that tilch is mutter l'shem tainig also. So memela, the Gemara's kasha is according to Rav. According to Rav, it should be permissible to be mamid the behemoth b'mayim, and it'll be nirike meikar. From his actions, it is not muchach that he's doing it l'shem l'refuah. Maybe he's doing it l'shem painik. That's the Gemara. That's what the Svas Emes is mitzvah to say. Yihochi behema nami nirike meikar. So the Gemara answered, ein meikar le behemoth. Zot Rashi, ein derech lahokir behemet, that is not a usual action. Hilkach, kula alme yodi del refue kamachav. So everyone will know that this pa'ula is being done l'shem refue, and va'osi l'mishri shrika samemone. So the teretz remains. By a behemet, the iser is al gzeir mishum shrika samemone, and there's no nire kemek. The Gemara asks, so what are you telling me now? You're telling me now that Bemis and Altstirchid is no Isser. The whole Isser is, they were geyser by a behemoth. If you'll be permitted to be mamed the behemoth b'mayim, he might come and do a malacha d'iraisa. The Gemara ulo behemoth migazrina, are we geyser by a behemoth to do one pula, which by doing this he might come to do Issa Chomo. For Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Hoysa Imedes Chutz L'Tchum, his behema was standing Chutz L'Tchum, Koyre Lo V'Hibo. So, he can't go out Chutz L'Tchum, because it's Chutz L'Tchum. But he wants the behema to come in, so he stands in the Tchum, and kaira lo vehibo. And he calls the behime vehibo. V'loi gazrinon dilma osi lasuyei. When not geyser, he might go out of the tchum to bring the behime. So memele, if you're telling me that by behime, b'mokim hefset they were geyser, that he's not permitted to do a dover hamuter, gzeiri might come and do a dover ha'osa. B'mokim pseide. So over here, why were they matter? That koyrolo v'hibo, Legazrin and Dilma Osri Lasuya, he should also be Geiza. He might go out of the Tchum to bring back the behemoth. Let us see Rabbi Kevege and Gilyan Ashas. Koshali. So Rabbi Kevege asks, Dilma Mishum Shchika Samamonim Diyaraise Gozrine. Avo Batrum in the Rabbon Onloi. So Rabbi Kevege asks, what's the whole Kashe? Zichar they were Goyze B'mokim Pseide, but the whole Gzeira was, if he's Olo to be Oiva Nisar Diyaraise, so by Refu with his Achshash of Shchika Samamonim, which is an Isur Diyaraise, some Emela, then there were Geyser. Masha Einkein, by, over here, a fellow who go out Chutz L'Tchum, it's only Tchumim Darabona, it's Emela, that's why they want Geyser. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Chaydish Ha'Ovev wants to say that could be, the Gemara wants to ask, does Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumim is a Diyaraise? So it could be according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara asks. It seems this is a halacha muskemes. How does it stim with Rabbi Kiva holds tchumim diyarais? That's what the Chaydish Ha'Ovev wants to say. The Ritve be'emesin also asks Rabbi Kivege's kashe. And the Ritve says that the chshash is gor anander chshash. The chshash is dilma osi lasuye, he might come and carry the behemoth. That's the Gemara's kasha. Not he'll go out of the tchum. He might carry the behemoth aladamas b'shus harab. He says, I'm nitzuk to what's the kasha? This is at the rabbon and this is at the aise. Lasuyu, we see, means a loshin carrying by lulav, by esen, dilma lasuyu aladamas b'shus harab. We'll go to bring it, Isis. He'll go out of the tchum lasuyu to bring it. That the Gemara's kasha is that he might be Mavir Dalad Amas, Bershus Harab. So that's Pshat the Gemara's Kash. Omar Ravine. So Ravine said, Kigoin Shahoya Tchum Shalo, Muvla Besoich Tchum Shaloi. Let us see Rashi. Omigazrin and Bemokim say the Kiai Gavne. We learned that if the behema was chutz l'tchum, kosal kedai to chutz l'tchum shaloi, hoisai met his behema. She was out of his tchum. So mamela, so he's mutter to call him. Afal pi, there's a gzeir, he might go out of the tchum. So the Gemara answers, no, there's no such gzeir. Shoye tchum shalo, muvlas besoich tchum shaloi. The chutz l'tchum diktoni, chutz l'tchum shalo. The behema was chutz l'tchum shalo. That means the behema was in his tchum. He could walk to where the behema was standing, but the behema theoretically can't go to his tchum. The behema is not in his tchum. The chutz l'tchum diktani, chutz l'tchum shalo. That he was standing outside of her tchum. Now, how do you have such a thing? How can a behemah have a different tchum than the bailam? The whole din shvise is totally in the bailam. So Rashi says, no, shabahemah ha-mesure l'roya ha-meyuchet arayhi keragle ha-roya. Now, she was given over to a roya. So the her shvise is like the roya shvise. V'zeh ha'koyre lo baileho. Who's calling her? The bailam is calling her. V'yochel leilech. He could go to her. Kigoyin shehu shavas korav lo isay mokim. He was shavis korav lo isay mokim. So memele. So he could walk in. And there's no chash, he might walk into her tchum, because faker, she is standing in his tchum, that's no problem. So if he could walk in, so what's the problem? Even though he could walk in, since if by taking her out, she's by taking her out into his tchum, so he's being moitzi her chutz litchuma. Ein la ela dalad amitz. So memele, so he's not allowed to take the behema into his tchum, not because of his, the halachas of his tchum, of her tchum. So memele, that's why he's not allowed to bring the behema into his tchum. So, Mamanavshech, if we're worried about that he's not allowed to take her out of her tchum, so how is he allowed to call her? The loy muzahu al tchum behemtoy. That's not his parsha. He's not muzah to see that his behemah should not go out of the tchum. Theoretically, the behemah is a tchum. But he's not muzer to see that she shouldn't go out of her tchum. So memeila koyra lo behibo. Ubilvad shelo yevi eno mamish biyoda. But to take her biyodayim, to pull her mamish biyodayim, dos nish. Let us see Tosfos 1 minute and we'll come back to this Rashi. Kigoyin sha yatchum shalo muvla, umikomakim leitiru elo derech kriya. Avo leilech, me eva la behema ula reitfo leir loy. To go in back of the behema and start chasing her. That's not. He's kaira lo, he beckons her, kaira lo vihibo. The Ritva asks, in pshat, amayra dikakasha. He says he doesn't understand the pshora that Rashi had made over here. If there's such a klal that loy huzar al tchum behemtoy, that means he's not achroi for the tchum of the behemah, therefore koyre lo vehibo. So he says, what is the difference between bringing her or calling her? The mali hin higa bekoyloi, oilan higa biyodi. What's the difference? You see, in all halachas lachayre, by manig, sher v'chamoyer, hinig b'keil, you get malchus. That's called, I'm making the behemah go. If I'll pull the behemah, I'll make the behemah, keir alavi bo, zamaisekin. That's called, I'm making the behemah go. Frek the ritva, mali lan higo b'keiloi, Oilan higa biyodai. Samayr dikikashe. Doesn't understand that there shouldn't be any difference. Efshir pshat is, I don't know if it's true, but Efshir kemen zogna that Efshir Rashi held there's a chilek between hanhoge and havo, and the chilek is as follows. Hanhoge is pshat, that the behemah is doing because of me. But the behemah is doing. And he got the coil. So the Easter, Leisach Shem Sher Bedi, that's a, well, let's see, then he, by Manik Sher Vachamoyah. So I'm making the behemah do because of me. So in all places, the because of me is a chesoron. That's the love of Leisachish. That I'm not allowed to be manig asher v'chamoyer together. That because of me asher v'chamoyer is not permitted to go together. That is, it's called the asiyah is miyuchas to the behemah. The sibas hapu'ula is the other, and that is the issa. Or in hilchis kinyonim, kaira lo v'hibo, she's coming because of me. So that's heiroas bailu. So Rashi vafta reinavo, kiven she'ene muzor ala siyoso. I'm not achroi, there's no din lo yisachilum, I'm not achroi in what the behemah does, so I can make her walk because of me. That means even though the pu'ula is because of me, but by here there's no isa, ene muzor ala siyoso. But mevia biyodai oireitfa could be there, the lomdus is, it's not considered she's doing because of you. There it's considered that the whole asiyah is his maise. if he's schlepping ka, or if he's forcing ka to run, vinish vi kaira la vihiva, is there's mishtatev, the asiya of the behemoth. Kaira la is a kriya. That means he's calling the behemoth. He's not forcing the behemoth to go. That's a los bailus. I call the behemoth listens to me. But al kaponim, there the asiya is miyuchis to the behemoth. So then it helps the svara, ene muzar ala siyosa. But if he schleps the behemoth, or if he chases the behemoth, so then it's considered that the whole pu'ula is not she's doing because of him, it's considered like he's doing. That is also, so he's making a behemoth that is chutz l'tchum, to go chutz l'tchum. That one is not permitted to do. The Ritva Lemaise says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva says, Sha'imedes toich tchumo v'chutz l'tchum shaloi. It's punfakert. She is out of his tchum. It's the Gemara that have a mean the hell that she was out of all tchum. And he's taking her in. He's taking something chutz l'tchum. Now, the Gemara, the Teretz, says as follows, that it's punfakel. She is out of his tchum, but by coming to him, she is not going out of her tchum. She'imedes toich tchumo v'chutz l'tchum shaloi. So what is he doing when he calls her? Nothing. The behemah is not doing anything in Yisod. The behemah is walking weiter in her tchum. So the Ritva says, so what's pshat in the Teretz? So the Teretz is as follows. If we are matir something, for example, we are matir to do a pula of refue for a behemah, mamid noisa b'mayim. So Mamelis of the Gemara says, if you're matir of one pula, it'll eventually come out that you give him a finger, take a hand. You'll eventually come out, will make shrika some money. Your matter to kriya, to get a behemoth that's out of the tchum, a behemoth that's out of the tchum to come back, so you are matter something. So mamela, he might come dulma osila suye, in the Ritva lens, he might come and be mavad al damas peshusarab. But if calling the behemoth is not at all what the behemoth is doing, the behemoth is not doing, there's no nidnud issa whatsoever. The tchum of the behemoth, when the behemoth is going towards him, the behemoth is not going out of her tchum. The behemoth is walking in her tchum, so you weren't matter anything. If you weren't matter anything, so memela there's no gzeira dilma osi lasuye. Gzeiras only apply if you're being makel a little, then he might come and be makel a lot. But if it's speaking about that it was out of his tchum, but she's not going bechlal out of any tchum, that her tchum was muvla in his tchum, so memela, so there's no mokim for a gzeira. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak Omar shchika samemonim gufe tanoi. Now this shtikteire that you had answered that the reason you can't be mamed a behime b'mayim lohoker is because of shchika samemonim, that lamais is a machleikus tanoi. The sanya we learned in the Baraisa, behime sha'ochlo karshine. One of the Mephoshim explains Karshinim is a very geshmake machel for a behemoth. And they love to indulge. So memela, so after they eat a abundance of Karshinim, so then they're in for a very big stomach ache, unless they'll be able to have diarrhea and get rid of the Karshinim. So lo yiritzeno b'chotzer b'shvil shetisrapin. So by exercising the behemah, making the behemah run around in the chotzer, that will bring about the diarrhea, which Edson will help her. So he's not allowed to do that. Rav Yashia was matter, so we see Rav Yashia holds that by behemoth they were not goyzer refuas oto shrikes amamon. Why are behemoths more privileged than anoshim? So the Rif has to say the chilik is as follows. By refuas behemtoi ein odom bohul kolkach. So memele, if you matter something, it won't go weiter, because the gate of Niton is only 11. Refuas odom, a person is more interested in bringing about a refuas. So there is a greater mokem ligzer. If you'll be matter, certain refuas will be mamshech and come to shrika samamon. Tanoihi, the ike deloi gozar, sha refuas oto shrika samamon. By behem, sha'ochlo karshinem harbe, by de achila marube, ochsa chayli, tzrichali shtalshel, olohitzi reyo meritze. So now, that is the refuah. Kedesha tisrape, garsinen hoche, natalbutha aleph, aloshen refuah, loshen rifui, sheyu meyeho refuyim, bishulshel, umaitzio rey. Lo yiritzeno, gzeire b'chol refuah, oto shchika samemon. Sokti gemore weiter. Omar ma'ar, lo yeitze hazov b'kisheloi. We learned in the Baraisa, hazov is also to go out b'kisheloi. Lo yizem b'kish shebedadeyem. In the izem, I'm not permitted to go out b'kish shebedadeyem. Vasanya, we learned another Baraisa, Yoitzeis Izim, Bekish Shebedadei. That Izim are permitted to go out Bekish Shebedadei. Omer Rav Yehuda, so we have here a Spiridike Baraisa. Omer Rav Yehuda, Loi Kashe. Ho de Mahadeik, ho de Loi Mahadeik. Zot Rashi. The Mahadeik, the Baraisa, that is matter for Izim to go with a kis kosher, that's tight, it's tied on tightly to the eighth. The Lekel HaMeichesh, Dulme Nofel, V'osi La'asuyi. So Mamele, in V'hod Deloi Mahadeik, and the other Baraisa is speaking about that it's not Mahudik. The Reish Yosef and the Maram explained the sugya as follows. Let's say that while according to Rashi. The Emerson, we heard in the Mishnah a three-way machlokes about to be kosher izim. Ha izim yaitzais tzurais. The Tanakame, which is Rameya, holds, they're permitted to go out tzurais. Tzurais is, well, what does Rashi say? The tzurais, tadeim tzurais, pomim liyave, shemahat konkadei shalayechel buloid, viyisabru, ayyishmein islechel. Sometimes the whole purpose of the tzurais is that a cheshbin, that the baby should become uberes, or should become fat, upomim lecholov, lishmer cholbom, chal shalayetavtev laoretz, v'kayshalam kizpid adeim. V'kitzah, the and it seems the Tanakame did not differentiate Yoitzim Tzuras. Yoitzim Tzuras. It's allowed to go out Tzuras. Rashi says, Bein Liyavesh, Bein Lecholov. Rabbi Yaisi Oysa Bekulam. Rabbi Yaisi Yasos. So Rashi says, Demasu Yui. All these things that this is not, doesn't have a shame Malbish, doesn't have a shame Tachshit, this is a Masu. So we have here, Amachleikis Minakotza Lakotza. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Izim Yaitzei Tzurais L'Yavesh, Aboloi L'Cholot. Yaitzei Tzurais L'Yavesh, let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Svira Le'Ketane Kamet, the Lav Masiyu. In this Shaila, is it a Masiyu, is not a Masiyu? Now he holds like the Tane Kamet. Umiyu L'Yavesh, the Mahadik Shape, V'Lekel HaMeichesh, Dulme, Nofel, V'Osi L'Asuyi. Aval L'Cholot, V'Doloi Mahadik Shape, Chayshina. It matters. The Yavish, it's very tight, so there's no gzeire. The Cholay, there is a gzeire. And it seems that Tana Kama Bechlal wasn't Geiza. And Yehoz L'Chalev is also Mutter. So we have here a three-way Machlokes. Now, we found a Bereise. Let us just to refresh our memory, let us see what Rashi said in the Bereise. Rashi in the Bereise Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi said that... Yeah, just one second. Sando, Kameya. Oh, Bekisha Bedadeim, Lekabel Cholov Anoite. Here Rashi says, Goran Ayetam, to be Mekabel de Cholov. Inami, Shlo Yisra to Dadeim Alakoitim, Shoye Dadeim Gasim. And this is also, this is the Baraisa that says it is also. Now we found two Baraises that are contradictory. One Baraisa says that it is also, that's the previous Baraisa. One Baraisa said that it is Mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi Kasha, Hoda Mahadek, Hoda Loi Mahadek. So the Rosh Yosef wants to be Mamtik as follows. Rabbi Yehuda held the Halacha is like Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, Yaitse is Tzchures, the law to go out Tzchures. There's no difference, L'cholov, L'yavesh, it's Mutter. So that is the Baraisa that says it is Mutter. The Baraisa that says it is also the Loi Mahadek. It is speaking about a case that when he attached the kiss to the ace, he made it loose. If he made it loose, so Mamela, so this is also. Where did Rabbi Yehuda figure this out? That if you make it loose, it's also. He figured out from his own head. It's poshut. If it's loose, it'll be also. But what did he want to accomplish? He wanted to accomplish that both baraisas are going alibed de hilchasa. We pass like the Tana Kama. And according to the Tana Kama, bein liyavish, bein lecholov is mutter. So he has a baraisa that says it's also. So masama is, he made it loose. And that was his teretz. That was his teretz. If it's loose, so mamela it's also dilma osa, dilma nofu, v'osi lasuye. Rav Yosef did not appreciate this teretz. Rav Yosef omar tanoi shoklas ma'om. He says, that's the only yetzer. You have to say this b'raisa that asos is speaking about something that's poshet miyoit. First of all, it's not to shriach the Rosh Yosef after rain. It's not to shriach that you, if you're tying it loose. And it's a double poshet miyoit. And anything that's loose is also. Why did he specify izim, anything? We had a whole bunch of other things. If it's loose, it's also like the Muslim by Maldas. If it's ain't sure klal, it's poshet. So why did he speak about a special case of something that is not, that could be tight, and if it's loose, it's also. He didn't like this teretz. So he says, so if you have a problem, so you're missing tanoi. Tanoim shaklus malmi, you took out all the tanoim, there's no more tanoim left, the only yetzer is, you have to say this doichi, that the baraisa that asks is speaking about a gora poshet the case, which you can figure out yourself, like the Gemara said before, pshita, that's the tanoihi. If you want to fa'emfo, the baraisa, it's a machlokes tanoim. We learned in the Mishnah, this whole inyan of tzuris is a machlokes tanoim. This nan he'izim, Yoitzei Tzureis. Rameyer holds that Yoitzei Tzureis, Bein Lecholov, Bein Liyavesh. So Memele, so that's the Baraisa, that's matter. Rabbi Yoisi, Yoisa Bekulam. Rabbi Yoisi Asas, he holds it's a Masi, Chutzmen Erechelus Akvunis. So that is the way. So that's the Mishnah in Rabbi Yudaimer, Rizim Yaitzis Tzchures Liyavish Aboloi Lechol. So Memele, so what did Rabbi Yosef Tain, if you have a problem of two Baraises, we have a three-way Machlokes in our Mishnah, so Memele, so one Baraisa goes according to Rav Meir, and one Baraisa goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Faltik. Let us see Rashi. Tanai Shoklos Ma'alm, Ibadet Kulam, you ma'abed all the tanoim, she'ein at the moitze tanoim, she'nechleku bekach, Tuki hanach talti masnaise chode kemar v'chode kemar. You can't just find the baraisa one like this man the month, this man the yom. Tanoi masnisen Meir Shori Rabbi Yosi Yosa. So Mamela, that was Rav Yosef's Mahalach. That's what you do to faremfer the stich and the two baraisas. The boy is same. Another Mahalach. They don't say the doichik that Rav Yehuda said. The boy is same, ho, ho, Rav Yehuda. It could be it's going according to the third time in our Mishnah. The loy kashe, kan liyabesh, kan licholo. Let us see Rashi. Liyabesh mehadik shapit. It's very tight. Uleinyan masui nami lehavi masui. It's not considered a masui according to Rabbi Yehuda. The tzairich gufahi. The chelbo makrisha. That this is letoivas. This is letoivas. Ha'eis. But this is weak. Like this, by stopping to be meinig, to be nice and cholov, she'll get strong. So memeile, therefore, it's not a mas. His kavana was hastis that she should become nisaber, or his kavana was that she should get fat. It could be about the reishachnis. I don't know if there's a stir in Rashi, or Rashi is telling us that about the heter is what his kavana is getting on his tongue. But since lemaise, she'll get stronger from stopping to be nice and cholov, so that's called a feirah gufa. She's deriving benefit from it. The chelbo makrisha. Licholay, havi masui, shetay enes es acholov bekis. Licholav is osir, so the Reish Yosef says pshat, for medayik in Rashi, Rashi says like this, liyavesh, mahadik shaper, nitzada masui. Licholay, havi masui. So the Reish Yosef says, so why says Rashi, it's also Mahadik Shaper. That this teretz is that both are Mahadik Shaper. Sai L'cholayv and Sai L'yavish is Mahadik Shaper. Now what is the difference between L'cholayv and L'yavish? The difference is if it's a Masri. L'yavish is a Teirech Haguf. And lecholiv is a masi shetayenes as a cholov bekis. She's carrying the cholov. The kis vaystoys is b'chal not a problem because some of the kis becomes bottled to the cholov. Abal kaponim shetayenes as a cholov bekis. That is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi in the Mishnah said a different mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda. That the time of Rabbi Yehuda is because it's Dulma Novel Vosila Suye. That's a problem. Tachroinim Amo'irer, Rashi in the Mishnah said one Pshat, and Rashi here says another Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Be'izim Beis Antuchye, Shehoyu Dadeim Gasim, Vosulam Kisim Kidei Shlo Yisretu Dadeim. So the Emerson, this is the lo yitritu that Rashi brought down before that was also. The Rosh Yosef seems to say that this is another mahalach, that the Baraita that asks is speaking about shelo yitritu, and the reason that it's also, when it was shelo yitritu, it used to be very loose. In taka there, the time is du manofu v'osu lasuya. So it's another mahalach to fa'emfa the baraita it's another mahalach to fa'emfa the baraita that asr. The shelo yitritu, it used to be loose, and memela is achshash du manofu v'osu lasuya. Zot taikvis. Tanoihi, Rabbi Yehuda Yoda Shaper the Tanoihi. He also knew that there's a machloikas Tanoim. He knew the Mishnah. Al de negele lehuk mitreis tomi de bereis alive de chatam. He preferred better to make a doichik. If you have two stomis, in order to say two different Tanoim without any names, without anything, he held it's preferable this way. Kan le yabesh, kan le cholof. Perish bekunteris. L'cholof sheyekablu bekis es hacholof. That the purpose is that it's a shot, the cholov is dripping out of the eighth, so we have a kiss there to catch the cholov. The kosher, if that is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that you put a kiss to catch the cholov, so havadei masayu. So this is zichar hamasri. So how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? Ulekulam machayim. It's a malocha atzricha legufe. So why is Rab Meir matter? The Tanakhama says, Izim yaitzei struroiz, and it's bein liyavesh, bein lecholof. Rab Yehuda is the one that made a difference between liyavesh and lecholof. According to the Tanakhama, it's muta. So Taisvis asks, why is it muta? It's a malocha atzricha legufe, so tzricha should be yosef. The Megine Shleime and the Rosh Yosef want to fa'emfer Rashi. They want to say that be'emesim the inyan of meloche she'ein etzricha legufe. What falls into the category of a meloche she'ein etzricha legufe, and what falls into the category of a meloche etzricha legufe is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos Baita. According to Tosfos, the taich of meloche she'ein tzricha legufe is as follows. That in order to be chayev, you have to do the meloche for the purpose that the meloche was done in the Mishkan. That's together of a meloche atzricha legufe. So let's say, in the Mishkan, when they carried something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab, they wanted the thing to be in the Rishus HaRab. So Memela, that's called a Malach HaTzrich LeGufa. That was the purpose of the Malach in the Mishkan. Let's say a person will have a mace in the house, and he wants to get it out of the house. Only to get it out of the house, he brings it into the Rishus HaRab. So there he's taking it out of the house, he's bringing it into the Rishus HaRab, but he's doing this not for the same purpose that Heitzor was done in the Mishkan. So Mamil, that's called Amaloche Shein Tzricha Legufa, which is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yechayim, according to Rab Shimon, it's Potter Rab Olos. So Taina the Megine Shloime, according to Taisvitz, here I want to take out the Keli, because the Behemah has to go out. So Memela, I want the Keli to go out together with the Behemah in order to catch the milk. So therefore, Tosfos held, this is Amalocha Atzricha Legufa. Rashi, weiter na Matzniya, says a different Hagdore to Malocha She'ein Atzricha Legufa. Dovo She'beritzoinoi Loi Boloi, he would prefer that this would never have happened. Rashi says there are pu'ulis when they're done with a positive approach, I want this to be done, and there are pu'ulis which are done that the matzah, there is a some type of a hezek. So in order to be misalik the hezek, I'm doing this pu'ula. That is not considered meleches machsheves. Let's go back to the mace. The mace is in the house. It's very uncomfortable to be in the house together with the mace. The kahanim can't come into the house. So in order to rid oneself of of this problem, you take out the mace. So that is a pu'ula of siluk ha-hezek. So memeila, a pu'ula of siluk ha-hezek is not considered meleches machsheves. The Memele, so the Megillah Shleimus says, according to Rashi, that you have a problem. The Cholov is running out of the Eid. That's a problem. So Memele, Tashad is going to get lost. So in order to avoid this Ibud, that means, but this a Hezek is happening. So in order to avoid the Hezek, I'm putting the kids there that it should not be Hoylechli Ibud. So this is considered Tziluk HaHezek. In Rashi holds this is considered Amaloche She'ein Tzricha Legufa. This is not Meleches Machsheva. Zokte Megini Shloime in the Reish Yosef as follows. Reish Yosef is Mamtik a little bit. So Memele, the Mishneh is going L'shita Som. We have here Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is the man the Yomah that holds. Amalocha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Chayev. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loy Lecholev. It's also, so Rashi says, because he holds Amalocha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Chayev. Masha Enken, according to the Tanakame, Amalocha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Potter. Is Kan Shoyel Aben good? It's Potter, but it's Potter Avoloso. So why is it Mutter? So the Reish Yosef Zuktavoto, he says, when did they offer a meloche shein netzricha legufe when there's a iser meloche? That means that Adam will do a meloche, which is, there's an iser skila, it's a dos. So even though now there's no iser skila, it's mutmata midrabon and it's also. But for a behemoth to do a meloche, the whole iser is laman yonuach. It's only an asay, Taisu says in the beginning of a mebehemoth. The whole thing is an assay. So, by a tzricha legufa, it's an assay. By a loy tzricha legufa, it's mutter legafi. So, memele that, so they want to emphasize Taisvus kasha. Taisvus asks, according to the Tanakame, why is it mutter? You should be chayiv. So, he said, no, according to Rashi, according to the Tanakame, it's a meloche, she'ein a tzricha legufa, and therefore it is mutter. But Al Kaponim, Taisvus does not appreciate Rashi's pshat. The perish harav perish. A peiris has a different shot. L'cholov lishme acholov bidadeim shelo yozuv la'oretz. The purpose is not to catch the cholov. The purpose is that the cholov should not run out. Shelo yozuv la'oretz. V'shori tanikame dahave kemoi rechelem kibunois dechashvin elei malbush. So pshat is the cholov that is in the behemah. I want that this cholov should not run out. That's why I'm putting the kis. So memela the machlokes is, does it get a teiris malbush if it's protecting a chelik of the behemah, even though the behemah itself does not need it? The benefit of the protection is for the other. Let us see by Rechelem Kavunis. Rechelem Kavunis, pshat is that he puts a sweater or a beged over the rochel to cover the wool completely, that the wool should remain clean. The rochel doesn't have any benefit from this. Let's get it on, clean, schmutzig. Who gets benefit from this? He gets a benefit from it. The bailam, so he'll get clean wool. Afal pikein, since the gizeh is mechuber to the behemoth, and this is protecting something that is a chelik of the behemoth, so according to the Tanakhama, this is called a malbush. So putting the kiss to prevent the milk from dripping out, some of this also is a teiret malbush. That is the svar of the Tanakhama. And this, Rabbi Yehuda thinks, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you're making the shudin liyavesh, So then it's called a tzorich gufe, the way Rashi said. But the stamos that you want that the milk should not be heilach liibud, that doesn't give it a tzorich malchus. The ri pirish and the ri says as follows: the bain liyabesh, bain lichole, tavayu avdi luhu kidei shele yisal tu tadei. That means that the real purpose was shleyisal tu tadei kedemrinim besomer. What the difference? Uli yavesh bisman she'ein ichofetz b'cholo shori lefi shemahatka v'lekol ameiches dul menovu vasi lasuy. Aval lecholo she'ein roitzi she'yisyapshu ein mahadik ikolamei medul menovu vasi lasuy. The Ri said as follows: that here it is speaking about shelo yisartu dadeim. That's why it was put on. In lo yisartu dadeim ziche has a teiris malbush. So the etzim zach is no shaila tzicha not a masu. No, what is the machlokes? The machlokes is as follows. But what is his outlook on this aid? Does he have an intent that should stop giving milk altogether, or doesn't he have such an intent? Even though the purpose is shle yisartu dadeim, but there's another shaila. How tight will he be able to be mekasher this kiss? So if he has an intent that it should be giving challah, so he can't make it too tight. So memeile, so then Rabbi Yehuda held, dil menofel v'osi lasuye. But if he has no intent that the A should give challah, so then he makes it with the kiss, shalei l'sarif, he makes very tight, so then it won't fall. What is the difference between this last teretz? So it comes out, the last teretz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Bekitza. If it's not too tight, it's Dilma Nofavosi Lasuye. If it is tight, it's Mutter. So what is the difference between the last teretz and the first teretz, which everyone was very critical about? So the Maram explains as follows. The first teretz, he was saying that he made it L'chatchila loose. So that was gefela. Versteitzach, you make something lechatchila loose, the zicha gzeire duma nofel v'osi lasuye. Here we are saying he made it both tight. He made it the tightest he is able to make it. But he still has to have in zinnin that he doesn't want to make that the behemah should stop giving milk. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda was machadish. Even though he's making it tight, but since he has to assure himself not to damage the behemoth. So this tightness, this achshash of du manofa v'osi lasui. Tana rabon. Maise be'echot shemeisa ishtoi. V'inicha ben linoik. Loi hoye loi schal meinekes lite. So he was in a dilemma. He was left over with a yosim, without a meinekes. Didn't have money to pay a meinekes. The nasa loi neis. Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef was in the spoil. Boyu re'ei, kame godul odom ze, shenase loy neis, cause mamish such a neis. Moiridik, kame godul odom ze, shenase loy neis, cause the Ben Yehuda says a interesting word, neis koze, kama odom godul ze shenas loy neis koze. So he says something very interesting in the seder of the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Medrash says that when Rivke was nifkat, kama akoris nifkidu. He says because the tefillah of Yitzchak and Rivke were meire rachme shemayim and pkidis akoris. There's a shah of Pekidus HaKores. When you open up the shah, so all the Nitzrochim, Memele, get help from the Psichus HaShah. So Memele, so he said like this, if all of a sudden you would have gotten Parnose, like this, is going to only be Ebion. And all of a sudden, after his wife dies, he wins a lottery ticket, the Veltach HaOisha Muflig, so the Hoichet Gewaldik HaShgochet. This could be, it's not him. Could be, when a tzaddik was a doichig dat of Parnose, he was mispallel for Parnose, and ofgemacht the teal from Parnose, so he got also. But you can't pinpoint and say that he was the sibbe. On Parnosa, you can't say that. Maybe someone else was the Sibir. But if you see that the Shah was, that he was Mainik, Nes Kozeh, it Zichr was him. No one else. The Zichr wasn't a Shah that was Niftah, that Schorim should be Mainik. So Memele, that Kama Odom, that's what the Ben Yehuda wants to say. He wants to say, Kama Godel Odom Zeh Shenasa Loi Nes Kozeh. This Nes is on, this is a Meyuchadik Nes for him. This, no one else gets credit for it. Amalei Abaye Adarabe, Kama Gerua Odom Zeh Shenishtanu Loi Sitrei Bereshis. Ben Yehuda wants to say a word, Fakert Volkin Bessel Zeh Lehoben Panosses, Lehande Yidin Oichet Hoben Panosses. If it only went for him, Fakat, this is the godless. The godless is that Shenishtan Eloi Sidre Bereishis, no one else derives benefit from it. But the Rav Achroinim say Pshat, Kama Gerua Odom Zeh Shenishtan Eloi Sidre Bereishis, that as follows, the Gerua the Betzim, he was a big man, Vinisht Vi. Now Gerua, Abaye wants to say, there was, but Menachem Lo Yizuchu Yosef. So Gerua means it was Megareya. That means, Taki was very big, but noch the Nes, Kama Gerua Odom Zeh. Now he lost a lot. Kama Gerua Odom Zeh was Megareya Zuchu Yosef. Shnishtanu lo Yishibre Beresh. Omar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Boi Re'ei Kama Koshim Zeynoisef Shal Odom, Shnishtanu Olof Sidre Beresh. So the Mephoshim want to say that Rav Yehuda wants to go, he wants to make a shtikl pshor. Be'etzem, he said, what he should have gotten, Parnosa, Taker, this is worse. To get Parnosa, it was Barsher, that he should be an Oni. He was born with a mazel of an Oni, so Memele, it's easier to make such a mess than he should get Mezoinis. Boyu Re'ei Kamo Koshim, that means everyone is saying opinion. On why this happened to him, it's shverer if he's basher not to get panos or to get panos. Let us see Rashi. Shenishtanu olov v'loi zocher li poseyach loi share ischa. Yeah. Shenishtanu olov fakel. So this is more difficult. Omar Rav Nachman says, Teida al prove to you how difficult it is Mizainois of Shalod. The Misrachish Nise Vloy Ivru Mizain. So Taida the Koshin, the Misrachish Nise Mina Shamayim Lakama Hatsolis Lenafshes Oda. Amir the Kazak, he says, when you look about the Tot Teglach Lebin, you see so many Nisim that a person is Nitzel. He walks in the street and a car just missed him and the Mamish by a hair. Agavuche, the stifler says, Amoyre di Kevot, that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, they're called Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla because they said, Heinein Gvoroysov, Heinein Eroysov, that they said one can say in Golis, Akeel HaGodol HaGibah V'Anoyra, Heinein Gvoroysov, Eroysov, Sa'achas Pesura Ben Shivim Zevim, Reshoim Meragdim Behechol. So they were megale that we can see the gvuris and the neirois even in the greatest hester. That's what they were machadish. The Yirmiyeh, which was unable to see it in the hester, he didn't say gibel. The other one didn't say neira. So the stipler, the chayin l'vachi, says, but there was no pupil in the nusach of Maiden, in the al nisecha shebechol yoyim imono. He says that there's no problem. And he says, everyone can say, that you can see. We see Chazal take it for another portion, the Berachni, Nisim, from everything you see Nisim. L'kama ha-tzolei for nafshis odom. Aba v'lo yivru mizayni, ve'eines zeh odo, she yivru mizayni s'la tzadikim bebeisam, shim tzorchitim gedeilim bi'oitzroi sey. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tan Rabbona, ma'ise bo'odam echot, she'nose isha gidemes, v'lo hikir bo'ad yoyim moysa. The day she was Nifta, he did find out that she was a Gidemis. So the Mephoshim say, how did he find out? Because as when Zeh Tzebrochen, she was on a deathbed, so she told him, Zayne Tzeh Tzebrochen, you didn't have such a Metziah. Your wife didn't have any hint. He said, yo? Al Kaponim, that's what he found out. So he found the Lehikir Bo Ad Yoy Moisa. Yoy Moisa, she told him. Amarav,
boy ure'ei kamot snu'e isha zu shlahiki abo baila.
Amalei rabchiye zu dalka bekach, ala kamot snu'e adam ze shlahiki abo ishte. Im kumt sich die Asche koi. Zu dalka bekach, gidemes yodak tua. Zu dalka bekach, lachas is kol isha atma, choshkin zu shoysa tzricha lakach. Schachem yaitzim levuvin. Mai levuvin? Oma arav hune tutri. Tutri means, what's irashi? Tutri, kuple, the couple together. Shemachabgum oise bekesher, shnaim, shnaim, shuloi yivrechu. So the schorim go out together. He says, why the schorim? The nekedis are more tame. You don't have to tie them together, nor the shuloi yivrechu. But the schorim you have to tie together. My mashmed I lavuvim lishne de kruvihu, that you're bringing together. Tivli bavtani achoy sichala. It's a memele, it's a loshen of kiruv. Ula ama eir shekoyshchlam keneged libo. That the levuvos is the eir that is tied keneged the leiv, kadesh lipla leim zeivim. In fact, the Gemara zeivim as schorim nofsi anekeidus loy nofsi. Why dafke did the schorim go out? If it's to protect to protect them, what's wrong with the schorim and the keivus? It's a Gemara mishum damaski bereish edre. Because the schorim go on the Rosh Eider, so the Zeivim pounce on them. In fact, the Gemara Zeivim Bereish Edre Nofli, Besef Edre Loi Nofli, that's all particular. Ela Mishum de Shamni, because they're usually fatter. Uba Nekevis Leke Shamni, there's fat Nekevis also. Besu Miyodi Ben Hani Lahani, they tell a difference between the schorim and the Nekevis. The Zeivim aren't so dust. Ela Mishum de Zokvi Chutbayu Umaske Kidovi. The schorim, they lift up their noses and they look around, and that raises on the zeivim very much. They look very hooting. They're like the ganze balabatim. They want to start up with them. So mamela, they take it as a personal insult. So that's where they go and fight the schorim. What does he Rashi? Zokt Rashi libaptini kerastani etzulcha machmas noy maisecha. There zeivim leches behema belibo. The kevis leinofli bishmiya, the maski mahalchim b'seif edra leinofli bishmiya, שידובו מביטן כאן וכאן, לפיכך מסכנים בהם כסום שרצים לילוחם בהם. זאת גמורה ויתר, the last part, אנחנו ביצר כמה עיר שקריש להם תחס זכרוסה, כדי שלא יאו על נקבס. ממאי, how do you know that that's the מחובה מדקטוני, סייפה וחילם יויציס, שחוזוי, מה שחוזוי? שאויך זין העל ישם למיילו, כדי שיאו עליהם סחורם. So that is the mechuvin of shchuzay semestame levuvay is the opposite. Reishik deishal yalu nekeiv, seif deishal yalu alayhim schor. My mashme dahay shchuzay slishne de giluyu, dachsiv hine isha likrosay shis zayna netzuras leiv. Zot Rashi, al yuzonim shalom koshrim klapi gabon shleichas elvosom, shis zayna netrikin de shchuzay, shis beis hameishas.